Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, what's going on locally?
Well, we have this story, actually, that's kind of shocking. I'm sure you've seen video of it. It's happened in Centennial right here in Colorado. But a man walks up to a porch and steals a package right off the porch. I mean, that's nothing new. But what is shocking is he has a kid with him.
A little sidekick, a little teen.
Walks up to this place that's being recorded. I mean, it's all on video. And you can hear the kid in there say, "You're the one stealing them, though." So this kid is actually caught on camera saying this. And it's so sad because the story itself, they talk to the parents at the home whose package was stolen. And they're expecting their first baby. That package was one of the gifts for the baby. And so
it was
it's
a wipe warmer.
It's so sad, though, to think that, I mean, when you think about the entire situation, like those soon-to-be parents just saw a dad use his kid to steal a package. I mean,
pretty sad, isn't it?
How sad is that? And even, you know, they interviewed the soon-to-be dad, and he was like, "That's one thing I'm not going to be teaching my kid."
Do people not realize that?
Definitely won't be doing that.
Everybody has a Ring cam now.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I mean,
there are cameras everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's your porch or someone else's. Like, they have the wide-angle Ring cams. Like, yeah. I don't understand how people just think they're going to get away with this.
Absolutely. And
especially when you bring little Timmy along with you to go, "All right, Dad, let's go stealing
today."
You got
to send little Timmy up so it looks like the kid just took it.
There you go.
That's how you do it.
Thankfully, he didn't make the kid take the package, which, I mean, I don't know if you can look at any kind
of bright side
in this situation. But just a really, and you're right, Josh, like people are going to see this guy. People are going to report him. And what kind of lesson is that teaching that poor kid? You know, at least the kid knew it was wrong. Because you hear the kid on camera say, "You're stealing them, though." So
yeah,
it's just kind of
a sad story.
Horrible. It's a very sad story. And I'm sure you've seen the video floating around news. It's all over today. Here's some good.
I do want to know what they ordered, though.
What they ordered for the baby?
Yeah.
It probably was a wipe warmer or something like that. A boppy pillow.
It was a big box that they took.
It was a diaper genie.
It was a big enough diaper box.
Diaper genie box for something. That.
And you know, baby stuff ain't, it's not cheap.
Baby stuff
it's
ain't cheap.
Expensive. this is actually a good story coming out of Colorado, though, in terms of I-70. And we've talked about it. All the traffic on I-70, semis getting in an accident, shutting down the whole interstate, costing us all kinds of money. Well, an old conductor, Brad Swartzwelter, he helped create the Winter Park train.
Old Brad Swartzwelter,
So he's got some
he's an iconic train conductor.
He is, and he's got some thoughts on the I-70 issue, and I actually love this. He talks about having a train that would take the semis across the mountain range. So trucks would stop in Denver or Grand Junction. They would load the semi truck onto a train.
Sure.
And then that driver would just sleep. It would take about 9 hours to get from point A to point B, depending on which direction
you're
coming.
Park it on the train.
You just park it on the train. You get a solid 8 or 9 hours of sleep. You wake up when they get on the other side, and then you go about your way. They already do this in places like Austria, and they have saved so much money. And so they're saying that the biggest expense is going to be about $300 million on either side to have these big truck and train terminals.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be the biggest spending point. But they're saying after a couple years, this is going to pay for itself. It's a good idea. We've talked about how much money it costs us when the interstate gets closed, I imagine.
Yeah, we talked about it, the $100 million last year alone.
Every hour, right?
Every hour. It was like $1 million every hour or whatever.
Yeah,
and it happened 99 times, which is unbelievable.
So you'd think $300 million, this is going to pay for itself. But I just think it's a great idea because obviously something needs to get done. I mean, if you go up into the ski traffic on the weekend,
Can you imagine any weekend, honestly? I know, ski traffic really sucks.
Yeah.
But can you imagine driving on I-70 and not seeing a single semi truck?
That'd be crazy.
Be dreamy.
That'd be insane.
They scare me. They really
they
scare me.
Especially going down the Eisenhower, or right after the Eisenhower Tunnel.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, anytime you have to pass them, it's an event.
Nicole's like, go.
Oh, Lord Jesus, here we go.
No, I don't think anybody likes passing the semis on I-70. So hopefully this is something that can happen sooner.
That's a good idea.
Rather than later. I think so as
well. I'm sure the truckers will love it too because they get to sleep.
They get a break.
They get a break.
My dad used to drive truck and he would say the mountains are the most treacherous. Like,
absolutely.
And it's so hard to sleep because you're white knuckling over the pass. I mean, think about that. I get a little anxious when I drive just my car. I can't imagine a big 18-wheeler around those mountains.
And you lose your brakes and you gotta hit one of those truck ramps.
Yeah, with the payload that you have too.
Oh,
I mean,
oh boy, look at us talking trucks and
my
semis.
My goodness.
Look at us talking payload this morning.
Well, and I don't mean to bring it down here in the studio,
here we
but
go.
No,
here we go.
The Rammies lost last night after a very impressive run. I mean, even that game last night against Maryland, they were leading a good portion of it.
That was
and
a that travel.
Final, that final score was just 72-71. Jeremy, they had a good chance to win.
Well,
that
and the
game.
Terps are the Terps were number four in the nation. They were ranked number four, so that was a huge deal for the CSU Rammies. There was like 3.6 or whatever seconds left on the clock, and they scored a huge three, and I was freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, the Rams are going to make it to the Sweet 16. As the 12 seed, they're going to make it to the Sweet 16. And then they didn't. And it broke my heart because CSU, obviously Mountain West schools are small, and they don't necessarily make it deep into the huge March Madness run. So to see that, I was very excited, and then they crushed my dreams.
Yeah,
so
it was a little sad.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It was a bummer, man. That's
you'll
my,
be all right today?
School. I honestly don't know. We're taking it minute by minute here. But
it's going to be all right, Josh.
It was a game of inches, Jer, and they came up a few shorts.
Just a little short.
Here we go.
But
there it is.
Again,
NCAA.
Not the right one,
NCAA.
You know what? They gave us a great season.
They did.
Go Rammies.
They did. Yes. And before that, they won 11 in a row to get there. It was a huge deal. Nico Medved, heck of a coaching
great
job.
Great coach.
Yeah.
Great coach.
Neat Clifford, those guys. They crushed it. It was good.
Look at you name dropping.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know the man who won $1 million on St. Patrick's Day? You
was
drop his name
the
too?
Pueblo guy?
It was a Pueblo
yes.
guy.
Yes. This guy's a jerk.
We talked about it last week. He won
man,
that ticket
guy.
In Pueblo. But here's the thing. Colorado's really lucky with the lottery lately. I wanted to point out four other people. One in the Centennial State. One person in Denver won $2 million back on March 19th.
What?
Yeah. Also, someone
were these scratchers or Powerballs?
This one was the Powerball, I believe.
Okay.
So just not matching that last number. I think a lot of them just getting
can
the
you
five
imagine
and
get them
not
all,
matching
but not
the
that
Powerball.
Last
that's
one?
What happened to the guy in Pueblo.
But you still win $1 million if you do that.
Yeah, so you still win $1 million.
What? Still not bad.
All
right?
Five
still
numbers,
life-changing.
But not the Powerball.
Life changing.
Someone in Longmont won $100,000, and then the week before that, there was a $1 million in Loveland and a $100,000 winner in Rangeley. So if
what?
You're feeling
jeez.
Lucky, go out there.
I am
yourself,
feeling lucky.
Get yourself a ticket. Looks like Colorado's a good place
well,
to live right now.
We should
now.
All throw in $5 and go buy some Powerballs.
Let's
do
that.
Do it.
I love doing that.
I
like,
won $54 from
who
the
who do we trust
the
holding
the
on
day.
To it, though?
Me! Oh, sorry.
Oh, I trust Katie because she'd be so excited.
Katie.
She'd be okay. so excited she'd text us right away.
I would.
Yeah.
Whereas we won so much money.
Jeremy and I would be like, I don't know if we won.
I lost that ticket.
Yeah. I sure did, but I'm also
when I gave it back to
in
the people.
Cancun.
Yeah,
you'd have to hold on
oh
to it for
gosh.
Us.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so there's an update on the kangaroo story that we had last week.
Well, remember? Bounce on into it.
Thank you so much. Just hop right into it. So the kangaroo ranch in Wheat Ridge, the city's kind of, I don't know if they're messing with the owners. Because I don't know the whole story, but the owners say that they're not breaking any laws or operating illegally, but the city of Wheat Ridge is saying you need a special exotic animals permit to have this place running. So they've had the kangaroo ranch up since the beginning of March, but then I guess as of Friday, they had to shut it down for a little bit while the owners get their paperwork in order. But just a little bit of a snag
in
the story.
I got a question
story.
For you.
Yes.
Did we bring that on
I
them?
Think it was all the media attention about the kangaroo ranch.
And they're
where,
like, whoa.
Yeah,
how many kangaroos
cops,
do they
the
have?
The cops were like, wait a minute.
You
and
have 80?
You know, the Wheat Ridge cops are like, oh, this is Wheat. Well, we better do
we
something
better get
about
this.
This, right? So I
sorry,
think it's
guys,
just they're trying to have all their T's crossed and their I's dotted.
Well, that's good.
And that makes sense.
As they should.
Honestly,
so,
these animals aren't in danger.
Exactly.
Just get your paperwork and move on with your life.
The owner of the kangaroos, just so you know, there's two adult kangaroos and two joeys. And so she has them on this big, like, 60-acre ranch
yeah.
in Wheat Ridge, and then she brings the joeys to her little facility every day. So it's not like they
hello,
live
Joey.
In this strip mall. They live out in this
they have land.
Beautiful
they're
land,
fine.
And then she brings them in, and she's actually looking at getting even more kangaroos from like the Houston Zoo and stuff, just because the amount of people who want to be cuddled by a kangaroo, there's a lot of them. So she's like, we need more kangaroos. But just a little update on the story.
What about those run? How much does a kangaroo cost?
I don't know. How much does a kangaroo cost? All right. right. I think Josh.
Josh
is
on,
on it. One more thing. We do want to point out that the Jonas Brothers concert was announced yesterday.
Yeah,
it's Jonas
a big deal.
20 Living the Dream, Thursday, October 2nd. Back in 2023, they came to Ball Arena. That's when they did their five albums back to back. It was like their big one night only concert.
I can't believe I missed it.
Oh my God. No, here's the thing. The Jonas Brothers have a following that is insane.
Oh, it's massive. I know.
I was getting my hair done when that concert was announced, and my hairstylist screamed in my ear so loud
when I told her
the Joe Bros were coming to town.
I thought she just saw the color of your hair.
I know, right? She's like, oh my God, what I did to your hair.
Way too dark.
What did I do to your hair? But yeah, so the Jonas Brothers, those tickets are going to go on sale on Friday. So yeah, fans are pretty excited about
that.
I'm pumped.
October 6th?
October 2nd.
2nd?
October
2nd,
okay. I'm
yes.
excited, and I'm already going to request some tickets.
You
so
should.
That's my Disney era of my childhood. The Jonas Brothers had a TV show, and also that's when they just got big as a band. And when they, like, they totally took a hiatus, and, like, Joe did his DNCE thing.
Yeah.
Like, he went to a different band. Love them. Very excited that
you're
they reunited.
You're on your Jonas journey?
Yes.
I am on my I'm going to go, man. I think that's awesome. I think it's... I'm very... By the way, sorry, backtracking a little bit, Jeremy.
What do you got?
These kangaroos go for around $2,500 for a male
up
to $6,000 for a female, though.
I can buy
That's cheaper
a
than a Frenchie.
But I want to buy little Timmy.
I can buy
You better check with your apartment complex,
I
Katie.
I should probably know.
Just
don't.
Like, Katie,
ooh,
they might
now.
Deny that license.
Buy
you
now.
Can't get in trouble for what they don't know.
I know. We just
Oh, my God. No, don't do that.
This is my son, Joey.
Put him in little overalls.
Yeah, if you just say, oh, my gosh.
That little wig on my kangaroo boy.
He's got a little Slurpee in his pouch.
These kangaroos also don't grow big.
No, the Joeys are so little.
Joeys are small, yeah.
These are not the big Australian on swole kangaroos that we see.
Mikey.
Oh, look how cute they
Mikey.
Are. What?
I don't know why women
JK
are so
Joe
much more
show
excited.
Does
like,
not recommend keeping kangaroos in your apartment
no,
complex.
No.
There's your disclaimer.
No. Know, right? But like women are going for $6,500 and men are going for $2,000.
Like truly less than a Frenchie. Like Frenchies are like $5,000.
Yeah. Frenchies are way more expensive.
Huh.
I want me
How
a kangaroo.
Cute, right?
You know, my birthday's right around the corner, guys.
Ah, well,
I
let's
want
pool
me
our
a
money.
Kangaroo.
Let's pool our money.
Funny. Could you imagine?
Yes.
Coming
yes,
to work
actually.
With a kangaroo. This is for you.
Now it's my new dream.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Funny. Here you go, guys. There's your local trending report with a lot of kangaroo news this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.